green grass.
The most tremendous grass. So Devontae,
a lot of grass.
You know, it's so funny. Like
when the greatest grass, you might say.
The greatest grass. You could eat the grass in River Island.
When you bring up these like hypothetical trade situations, I inevitably always hear from a variety of people, this will never happen. There's this dead cap. And then there's why would this team want to trade with you? And why would you get rid of this? Has the NFL taught us anything? Everything's on the table at all times.
I mean,
at all times.
When this show brought up Christian McCaffrey, I'm not trying to take a victory lap here. The first thing I heard was, well, it's not going to work because of the money. And this and that. I said, hey, just pump the brakes. There's a will, there's a way. I've seen crazier things happen. I mean, how many NBA contracts you see traded? We talk about it all the time. It's like, dude, there's always a sucker in the NBA. Mm-hmm. There's somebody's going to take out a contract and deals get made.
Yeah, it's like Minnesota taking on Julius Randle's contract. Right,
exactly, but they know he's going to be a free agent.
Jordan Poole.
Hey, leave JP alone,
things happen so fast in sports. I don't rule anything out.
I'm not ruling anything out.
But I do find it interesting. We spent all summer, this is you and me, just all of us, Niner fans, debating Brandon Ayuk and like the degrees of how good he is, the degrees of how much he should be paid, only to immediately watch 1 month of football where he's getting himself in shape and go, get him out of here. For most people, get him out of here and get me Devontae.
Well, it's because it's Devontae. That's why.
I also think there's an Ayuk element.
Well,
to
I think some people are fatigued with Ayuk. No doubt. Here's how I'm looking at it. Devontae Adams would be the best receiver the 49ers have had since Terrell Owens. And I don't even think it's an argument.
Sure.
I don't even think it's close. Like, this guy's special.
You're talking about resume or?
Resume.
Because Andrew Bolden was pretty good before he came to the Niners.
But he's not. He was good. Really good. Hey, trust me. I love Anquan.
He had a hell of a career.
He's a Florida State guy. Trust me. I love Anquan Bolden. I have a soft spot for him. I have a soft spot for him. The guy played quarterback.
I mean,
in the
Sugar Bowl, he had, 12,000 yards?
No doubt. But Devontae, we're talking about one of the elite players.
No doubt.
No. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we're talking, the gap from, even in the NBA, the gap from the best player to the 10th best player. In baseball, the gap from the best player to the 15th best player.
Like, let's say
Ayuk is the 10th best wide receiver in this league.
Yeah.
The gap between him and Devontae, no matter what, has always been wide. Like, Devontae's in a conversation with Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase. We're talking about guys.
The way I view it is, like, if I'm a defense and I say, you're facing Devontae, or you're facing Brandon Ayuk. Like, I just think you're game planning very differently.
Very differently. You're talking about a guy who's bigger, probably stronger. He's probably the best route runner in football. I was just watching a video from Doug Farrar online. He's from, where's Doug at now? He's been all over the place.
USA Today?
Is he to USA Today now?
That's still around.
It's still around, absolutely.
Sorry, I didn't mean that disrespecting Day. I didn't know USA Today was still a thing.
But as we talk about Doug Farrar, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and ASU, West San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Too high safety look from the Baltimore Ravens right against the Raiders. He had to film. Too high safety look, and look at Devontae Adams run the dig route. Nobody runs a dig route like him. 15 yards down the field, puts his foot in the turf, and boom, right there. And he balled out against the Baltimore Ravens. Balled out. Now, Randy Moss, I get it. He had Randy Moss all-time great, but he was at the end of the road.
I mean, he literally sat the year out before.
Yeah, I know. We didn't even know Randy Moss was going to play again. I'm just talking about where they're at in their career. If Bolden still has some years left, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons with the 49ers.
And he was coming off of kicking our ass in the Super Bowl.
No doubt.
Excuse my language.
Kicked our ass, which
it's the only way I can describe it. He dominated us.
Big time third down.
I mean,
catches.
If I see him literally jump up in the air snag the ball over Culver
On third down,
it just drove me nuts. On third down,
killed him. But that he was a killer. Billy Anquan Bolden, man, he's no joke. Devontae is just a true number one. There's no debate. That's why. Hypothetically. If none of this stuff happened with Brandon Ayuk this past summer, and he just signed a contract, and we're all kumbaya, we're all happy, I would still trade Brandon Ayuk for Devontae Adams. That's where my setting is.
Well, but you're going to trade a guy who's 4 or 5 years older for a guy who's younger you're hoping can be that guy?
We're in win-now mode. We're in the win-now mode.
If
I know Devontae.
Monster numbers through four games, I think a lot of people would be saying, all right, this is a stock that's rising, whereas at minimum, Devontae is at the height of his power. He probably is going to start taking ticks down. I'm trying to play both sides of the fence here. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, but I'm saying if it was Kumbaya and he produced the numbers that we saw, and if, say if he did have two 100-yard games through the first four, Brandon Ayuk, that is.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, oh, man, he's picking up where he left off as a second-team All-Pro. We're all good over here. If Devontae became available, I still have a hard time saying, yeah, I don't want to trade for Devontae. I'd have a hard time saying that because that's how much I respect Devontae. We've been watching this guy run routes, back shoulder throws. You imagine Brock Purdy throwing a back shoulder throw to Devontae Adams?
Well, he's just a different player.
He's just a different – that's what I'm saying. He's just a play. He's a ball. He's a Hall of Famer.
Who do you think Shanahan prefers?
Well, he had Julio Jones, right? He coached Andre Johnson, right?
Who do you think Brock
would coached want? He coached Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon,
he had his best year, right?
Yeah, one of my favorite players.
So that's I think that answers the question on who Shanahan would like.
Well, then, okay, let me flip it around. What if it's not Ayuk? What if it's Debo? On a deal.
I'd do that, too.
I don't think they're going to do it. I think the way that Shanahan views Debo, I think he loves Debo.
Let's say he loves Debo. I trade Debo for Devontae. I'm sorry, Debo. I love you. I love you, Debo. You're a guy I wanted drafted that year. You know, we had on the phone. It was DKs and everything. I was like, I want Debo. Devontae's a special player, man. The guy's special. Yeah, I mean, this is one of one. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what else to say. Route running, man beaters. What were we talking about leaving the Super Bowl? Man, we don't got nobody beat man coverage. I know Devontae can. He can't all day long. And he doesn't even see man coverage.
Do the Raiders even want Debo? Like, would they even want Debo? That's why I'm asking.
They want a player. Like, in this situation, like, you're telling me, a Raider fan, would I rather do a deal with the New York Jets for a second and fourth round pick, or would I rather just get Brandon Ayuk? I would rather have Brandon Ayuk.
Okay, what about Trent Taylor and some picks?
No, Trent Taylor's doing nothing for me. I'd rather have Hunter Renfrow off the streets. Come on, get out of here. Or Jacoby Myers is better.
Everybody's
talking
about Raider talk, by the way.
Are you fascinated by how fast Niner fans are pivoting off Brandon Ayuk, just in general?
No, because Raider fans are doing it already on Devontae.
Yeah, in 2 days. In 2 days.
It's just what they do.
It's what they do. Yeah. They flip. Dude, the Ayuk flippage happened in early August because he wanted his money.
Well, the Ayuk thing it's been a saga for months.
No, but we ignored how the front office handled it. The front office didn't handle this greatly.
Well, I don't think they're without blood on their hands. And right. I think Niner fans have actually taking the team to task the whole money thing.
Think about how quickly fans were flipping on Debo when he held out a little bit.
It's true.
And he was a hold in.
Bosa too.
You know? That took a little while, but fans flipped on him. That's what fans do. They flip on players in a heartbeat. There's no loyalty. The Golden State Warriors, four-time champions. How many Warrior fans have flipped on Clay and Draymond and Wiggins? You know what I'm saying? The only one even Steve Kerr. Warrior fans have wanted Steve Kerr out of here.
I love
Bob you. Myers had three.
Don't couple Wiggins in with the other guys.
No, but hold on. But he was a two-way player. There's like, oh, it's a fluke. But hold on. Steve Kerr helped to win three championships to Bob Myers. And people are like, oh, they should be on the hot seat. We don't have four.
Well, that I agree
like,
with.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, as much as I do love Devontae Adams, I think this is, to me, it actually speaks more, just in general, just the tenor of everyone, of how much everyone's kind of regretting the Ayuk thing. It just feels very weird. The whole thing is bizarre. Everyone, the fans, the player, the team, the fit, just everything feels bizarre.
I don't think he's been playing poorly.
I said the whole thing feels bizarre.
Oh, well, yeah, it has been bizarre. The whole season's been bizarre. I mean, Ricky Pearsall
Except
almost
Brock.
Lost his
Brock hasn't been
Ricky
bizarre.
Pearsall almost lost his life a couple blocks down the street from the studio.
I mean, that's
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Crazy. Everything's been bizarre about this damn season so far. And the Raiders, it's always bizarre. I'm being my boy Bill DeBeast, shout out Team Hennessy. They got LeBron James, your boy, on the roster. Be careful what you say about LeBron. You won't get no Hennessy, Shasky. The Blackwood, the White Hennessy, they got it all.
I don't drink Hennessy. Yeah, I don't know.
They got it all, baby.
But I have no problem with those who do.
Yeah, no.
I wonder where Niner fans are at. Like, just very simply, like, are you in or out on Ayuk in this deal, and why? It's pretty simple to me. Like, Devontae for Ayuk, in or out, and why?
Spadoni, Raider fans, they want to flip Devontae right now, right?
Yeah. And a lot of Raider fans, like, you can't, like Stephen Langford, our guy, our buddy over at KCBS. I'm glad you're doing better, Stephen, newly married.
Yeah.
He's just like, the Raiders can't do business with the 49ers. They just can't do business with the 49ers. I was like, are you serious? You'd rather have a second and fourth round pick to the Jets? No, give me a player. That's what I want if I'm a fan. Give me something back.
Do you think that Brandon Ayuk has more? Like, I believe he's got more to his game, and I don't know, because I don't watch Devontae that closely like you guys do. How much more does he have left in the tank?
Well, he does. He probably has a couple years, probably, and his game isn't predicated on that, on explosion a Tyreek Hill. His game is predicated on possession routes and just being an elite route runner. That's never going to go away. He'll be doing that like a Jerry Rice, right? I'm not saying he is Jerry Rice, but he's a Hall of Famer. Well, like, this is what we're talking about.
Anquan Boldin, the guy we talked about, was a savant. It was not about, you know, speed.
And I think Devontae's better. Devontae's better than him.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, no doubt.
Yes, I would agree.
Devontae, but, you know, 415, interesting text here at Comcast Business Text Line before we break. Devontae Adams' prime is behind him. Brandon Ayuk, his prime is ahead of him. So
I think a lot of people feel that way, but I don't know.
I don't know how many people feel that way. 888-957-9570. The conversations we're having in August made it seem like BA is just another guy. So how you feeling, Niner fans? Would you do a deal for Devontae Adams in hell, I'd throw Deebo in the pot. If the Raiders say, we want Deebo or Ayuk for Devontae Adams,